Hare Krishna.
Be reflective, not reflexive. Our reflexes refer to our instinctive reactions when we are faced with some threatening stimuli. For example, if accidentally I put my hand on a surface which is hot, then immediately my hand comes off, even before I consciously realize what has happened and recognize that there is a danger. So this instinctive reaction which protects us is called as reflexes. These are especially physical reflexes. So they take us away from danger and they protect us from harm. So just as there are instinctive physical reactions, there are also instinctive mental reactions. And these instinctive mental reactions, we can call them as our mental reflexes. However, unlike physical reflexes, which protect us from harm by taking us away from the troubling stimuli, our mental reflexes don't serve us so well. Often, whenever there is a troublesome situation, our mind, instead of going away from that situation, starts becoming hyperactive and worrying more about the situation and coming up with all kinds of perverse fantasies of the many ways in which things can become complicated and go wrong. And in that way, sometimes people become nervous wrecks. They may even suffer emotional breakdowns if their anxiety becomes too unbearable and unmanageable. So, why does this happen? Because we often, at the level of the mind, get carried away by the perverse nature of the mind. The Bhagavad Gita explains that mind and uncontrolled can be our worst enemy. And so, unlike the physical immune system which protects us, the mental reflex action, they harm us. And that's why being reflexive may be helpful at the spiritual physical level, but to maintain our sanity, we need to be not reflexive but reflective at the mental level. Reflective means based on reflection, to be thoughtful and then to decide what is to be done. So the Bhagavad Gita recommends this kind of reflectiveness when it urges us in 14.22 to become observers of our consciousness. 14.22 in the Bhagavad Gita says, Prakasham cha pravrittim cha moham eva cha pandava nadveshti sampravrittani nanivrittani kaankshati. So here Krishna is telling, Prakasham cha prakash. If we look at the previous verses of the Bhagavad Gita, these three words, prakasha, pravritti and moha, they refer to the three modes of material nature. So in 14.11, sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasham apajayate. So illumination, prakash, is a characteristic of the mode of passion, mode of goodness. Pravritti is a characteristic of the mode of passion. Lobha pravrittirarambha karmanam shimhaspruha. 14.12 that says that when a person in the mode of passion, one is caught up, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that. And a person in the mode of goodness, person is calmly observing. This is done, this will happen. If that is done, that will happen. Let me think what I should do. And then moha is a characteristic of the mode of ignorance. Aprakasho pravrittischa pramado moha evacha. When there is neither illumination, when there is neither action, there is just delusion. That is the characteristic of the mode of ignorance. So what is Krishna saying about these three modes? That these are psychological transformations that happen at the level of our mind. And how should we observe it? Nadveshti sam pravrittani nanivrittani kaankshati. Since when they come, one doesn't have to become too excited or related about them. And when they go, one doesn't have to hanker for them. Rather, Krishna says, just be detached, observe. If this emotion is coming, it is the effect of the modes. It will stay for some time, it will go away. Udasina vadasinam gunayona vichayate. Be detached, as if knowing that this is a transformation of the modes. So like that, imagine if suppose somebody has an estate and they know that there may be some attackers who will come on the estate. The person sits and observes, okay, this person is coming from here, this person is coming from here. So like that, we have the territory of our consciousness, which is one says our estate. Krishna uses the word kshetra to refer to the body and the mind. So we become detached, objective observers of the territory of our consciousness and observe, okay, this emotion is coming, this emotion is coming. And then, rather than getting carried away by the emotions, we observe them, scrutinize them, And only if they are to our well-being do we choose them. Otherwise, we just neglect them. So when we feel worried, rather than going into hypertension about it, we calmed ourselves down by creating a distance between ourselves and the situation. Think and then decide what to do. So often the process of Bhakti Yoga, Krishna recommends, after talking about the three modes, he goes on in 14.26 to say that Bhakti Yoga is the best means to transcend the effects of the modes. Mamcha Yogi Vicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate. So by chanting, by praying, we can create a distance between the reflexes of the mind and ourselves. That means we can prevent ourselves from acting on the reflexes. We can think calmly and then make decisions. And in this way, we'll prevent ourselves from getting carried away, but we'll be able to move forward steadily and make mature decisions that will actually contribute to solving the problem and not complicating the problem. Thank you. Hare Krishna.